Hi, this is Mike Chapman, President of Springboard Strategy Brand, and welcome to the first of our Strategy Insight clips. With me today are two members of Springboard Strategy faculty, whose specific expertise is in research, workshop, and retreat facilitation. Please welcome Ellen Craven of Brand Novus and Jill Karnick of Upsite Consulting.
Thanks, Mike. It's great to be here today. I've been looking forward to this conversation. My name is Ellen Craven, and I have been leading innovation sessions for about 25 years, formally trained in design thinking in Sprint. And I've worked across CPG, healthcare, technology, you name it, have been leading sessions. So yeah, really excited to have this conversation.
I too am looking forward to this conversation. This is an area that I'm really passionate about. I've been working with moderating workshops, facilitating workshops for quite some time, starting as a moderator 25 years ago. And then that kind of grew into workshop facilitation with, you know, larger stakeholder groups, and really having that seat at the table, being able to, you know, have all those participants, you know, really being able to, you know, work through whatever kind of, you know, kind of goals and objectives the organization has by using different types of training that I've had over the years with different projective techniques and ways of kind of using even like some behavioral science techniques to bring out kind of what really those underlying issues are throughout throughout those groups.
Thank you both. If you're like most, your organization is long on meetings and workshops and woefully short when it comes to actionable insights that lead to implementation. If this is the case, this session's for you. Here's the thing, your organization is blessed with some of the brightest minds, but how do you get the most out of them? If you're pulling together all of these resources for a workshop, that's a huge investment. You have to make sure it pays off. Today, we're going to talk about some of the strategic insights and efficiencies that can be gained by bringing in a professional third-party workshop facilitator. So let's start here. What's the difference between moderation and facilitation when it comes to a workshop that's conducted in the healthcare environment?
I'm actually asked that a lot, and I answer it by comparing the difference between someone who is leading some qualitative consumer research. That is really what you would consider a moderator, someone who's guiding the discussion, you know, seeking more information about the whys behind what the person is saying, gathering the notes, and then supplying a summary. So that, you know, that doesn't necessarily mean, you know, they're not facilitating that conversation, but that's really the difference of a moderator. A facilitator, on the other hand, does a really bit of a different job. They are really good at orchestrating an entire session where they're able to make sure that large groups of people are engaging productively. They actually, I kind of call it theater. They set up sessions to make sure that things are very inspiring and engaging and interactive. They are very versed across different types of scenarios. So whether it be a small session with a couple people or a big session with 30 people, they know how to manage those dynamics and really encourage and get people to engage and interact and build on each other's ideas. I'd say too, there's, you know, there's also this aspect of facilitation where they act as like that neutral party where, you know, they have the ability to poke holes and ask provocative questions and challenge, you know, what's happening. They're also very good at reading the room, which if you've ever been in a session that everybody is, you can tell everybody is really being careful about what they say or how they say it. They see that and they call those types of situations out so that, you know, at the end of the day, you get really solid results that people understand what to do with moving forward. Jill, do you have any builds?
Yeah, Ellen, I think that was all really so spot on. And I would say my only add would be the fact that a facilitator who's experienced in healthcare dynamics really brings an additional level of that expertise, because not only can they effectively design the process, but they can also basically, draw on past experiences. So when we're able to really leverage our earlier successes, I think that's huge because, not only are we able to really take a look at what has worked in the past and be able to leverage that, but then also, the fact knowing that it's going to be, again, a level up of what a particular leader would be able to do on their own. Lynn, do you have anything to add to that?
I do actually, and it's a little similar to the comment you made in the last conversation after I was talking. There's also something that expert facilitators bring to the table, and it's the ability to take the information from the team and from the leaders before they even go into the session and synthesize it down so that they actually understand it. They're not going to understand it as well as the leadership team or as much as stakeholders. But they have, done this so many times and across like so many categories or so many instances that they do a really good job of at least having a very, very solid base level understanding of what those insights are that those leaders have. And I find that a lot of times when you're able to show leadership that you can wrap your head around it, you do understand it, it makes them more comfortable to be able to take that seat and actually participate and bring those their insights to the table, as opposed to being worried that you're going to miss something or that you don't have that knowledge.
Well, that's really interesting. What about the fact that the people in the room are really the experts? How do you facilitate and get what you need out of that group?
That's a really great question. And really, as an external facilitator, we're not there to replace the expertise of the internal team. We're there to elevate it. So facilitators are really experts in, drawing out what the leaders know, being able to, connect those insights across the group, and then also really help the team themselves reach sharper conclusions better than an individual leader would be able to do themselves. And, while expertise is important, successful workshops require more that, kind of Ellen really touched on a few of those already. Basically, she had talked about how a facilitator brings a neutral perspective, which is really huge. But then also, a facilitator, is really able to bring, kind of the way of having those skills to guide what's going on in the room. So basically being trained in, assessing, what the group's priorities are, being able to kind of manage those complex dynamics that could be going on during a session, or even being able to kind of break down competing priorities. And really, that's huge, by the way, because it's critical to any organization when there's competing priorities, because basically it can create an overwhelming roadblock or delay within the organization. So, being able to, kind of cut through that noise, a facilitator brings a lot of value there, and also being able to clarify, what matters most. Leaders, can be challenged in doing that, especially if there's any kind of bias there.
That's great. How would you wrap up our conversation about the benefits of hiring a third-party facilitator?
Facilitating is kind of about helping the teams, kind of like setting them up for success by creating conditions where, they're more comfortable in participating and they're actually able to think more, more openly and more efficiently and, kind of, with clearer outcomes. I mean, think about it. Like if internal leaders are running a strategic workshop, they're wearing multiple hats. They're basically the participants of the group, but then they're also kind of the process owner. And that can be risky because it can really unintentionally, open up bias during the group. It can, create, kind of like a slower momentum within the group, and then also, leave important perspectives overlooked, which can, kind of really be damaging, especially if, it can be very important for individuals to know.
Okay, this makes sense. But how does it apply specifically to healthcare?
Healthcare is very different. You have so many different stakeholders that come to that table that have different expertise and different points of view.
In healthcare specifically, third-party facilitation is really essential because, decisions, think about it, will span what clinical areas, financial areas, operational areas, all having their own priorities. So it's really essential because they can help bring those perspectives together and keep those teams aligned, but then also ultimately moving the objectives, of the workshop and really of the enterprise forward.
So, in what ways does hiring an external facilitator save leadership time, decision-making energy, and ultimately money?
Okay, I'll start this one. I think this is something that most organizations don't understand the value of it because think about it this way. It's that idea of the cobbler's children never have shoes. So if you're a leader and you're wearing 5,000 different hats and you're busy but at the same time you're trying to facilitate this like some form of an innovation or a workshop, that becomes something that you don't have time or, energy to put into it. And that's okay, that's normal. So if you think about it from that standpoint, if you're hiring an external facilitator, they already come in with the knowledge of how to take what you need to have done, what's your objective, how do you orchestrate and get all of the people in the room, get the output that you need. Provide guidance at the end about how to move things forward, even making sure that you have next steps and, even if they need to after the fact, help to make sure that everybody is aligned and things are moving forward and people are brought along. They have the ability to do that. And if you think about that as an investment in the future, that's a really small, tiny amount compared to the difference. Let's say a leadership group runs their own session. At the end, they've got lots of ideas and they sit in a, in sticky note on sticky notes on a board for months and months because nobody has any time to move them forward. And unfortunately, that happens because things happen. And I've seen that play out so many times where a session happens at the end. There's been lots of great ideas and it's not clear how to move forward. Or people think that things are moving forward, but there hasn't been that extra step of alignment and, aligning resources or alignment up the chain of command. So there's a huge benefit to bringing that person in. And again, like in a very short period of time, they're able to take your objective and translate that into an actionable direction moving forward that everybody can be, aligned to and moving forward against. So the ROI is, I would say, is huge, and it's something that people don't take into consideration when they think about, leveraging an external person versus doing it themselves.
I think, you really touched on, that huge part of it where, it's that execution. And I think, leaders have a vision, right, of what they want to achieve during that internal workshop, right? But, like you mentioned, Ellen, they don't have the time, nor the experience, right, to effectively plan it and to execute on it. But what can happen is not only do they not know how to do it, but then they'll often delegate it to somebody else, right? And so what will happen now that other, internal person, they may not know either. And so what happens is, the results really will fall short of their expectation. And that can even, again, waste even more time and energy, right? Because now, that original individual doesn't know what they want to pass it kind of down the chain. And so, you're kind of almost spiraling because now you have, a lot of individuals within that leadership team just kind of, shrugging their shoulders, not knowing what to do next. So again, this takes time, this takes energy. And also it can kind of create, a dynamic within the leadership team that can, be a little frustrating as well. So really the return is even more than just a financial return.
Actually, you know what? There's one other thing that I don't think we hit on, and you made me think about it when you said they might delegate to somebody else, which, of course that's something that would happen. The other piece is we have the tools to push forward, move past, get people to align, and be happy with the outcome. There's a huge toolbox that we work against that, regardless of the situation that we're in, regardless of the environment, regardless of the dynamics, we have a tool that we can pull out. And even sometimes with, I mean, I can't tell you how many times in work sessions I won't show the agenda because I know at some point, based on, I've already known because I'm talking to people, that I'll go in and not show the agenda specifically because I'm pretty sure we're gonna have to pivot at some point. And I have those tools already ready, and we've honed this craft.
So after all of this, what would you say are the biggest takeaways from today's discussion?
So a facilitator, again, really helps your team make the most of its expertise and not trying to replace that expertise. They help bring those various perspectives together, thereby helping to reach, stronger decisions. And, I think that also just the facilitator being able to keep those conversations moving, making sure that everybody feels comfortable, that they're creating the environment so that the participants feel engaged and aligned is really essential. And, this is especially helpful in healthcare where, you've got a lot of very diverse priorities. And they all have to come together in order for those objectives of the workshop and essentially the objectives of the enterprise to move forward.
To build on that, it's really thinking about the importance of hiring a facilitator that is trained and has the experience. And that's going to make all the difference in the world. And it's going to save you money in the long term. And it's going to save you time. And if you think about time and money, that investment is really about getting that professional in. It's about faster progress, clear decisions, and making sure that those initiatives don't stall.
So today we talked about facilitation is more than leading a discussion, that there's value in a third party who doesn't have the political baggage, that an external facilitator doesn't take the place of your expertise, they help unlock it, and that hiring an external facilitator saves senior leadership time and money. So please join us on our next insight clip where we talk about the implications and some real-world examples of workgroup facilitation. Thank you.